The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about it. Talk about you. Talk about your health and your life. Because whatever you're struggling with, know this. If the body can get sick many times, it can get well. Whether it's losing weight, you want to get in shape, you want to have better energy levels, you want to feel better, not have that drag down and out kind of attitude, you want to just be better, you can. But it takes responsibility on your part. We can give you the tools, but it takes you to step up and make the changes. We're going to go to Fran to kick it off. Hi, Fran.
One of my friends has a little girl who is 11, and she has got type 1 diabetes, as far as I know. Her sugar is severely high, and they can't seem to figure out how to regulate it. When I say severely high, it reaches like a level of 500. I don't know, is there anything that can be done diet-wise, or is it just, I'm being told that it's just, she's going to have to live with it for the rest of her life, and it seems kind of unrealistic, but I don't know.
It's kind of scary when you hear that kind of diagnosis, and you really don't know what to do. It really puts you in a place where it's challenging, and you don't really know where to turn a lot of times, and that's why, I mean, I can hear that when I talk to you, because it's that unknown. Well, diabetes is interesting, because there's a lot of great strides that we've made with management of diabetes. From a medical standpoint, it's been really, really good, believe it or not, compared to a lot of the other health challenges that are out there. But also, just on the side of diet and lifestyle changes, there's a lot. Now, whether you're dealing with type 1 or type 2, dietary changes can still be the same. You want to have someone, obviously your physician or whoever is working with her needs to be overseeing the whole thing. But dietary changes are really, really good. Now, registered dietitians have been very, very well trained in a lot of the different positioning for diabetes and the diets and modifications and whatnot. So that's something you might want to look into. Our wellness provider network has a lot of those dietitians that can really help. And it really gets down to getting disciplined. So whatever she's deciding to do, just make sure that she knows that diet is the key. And that is a starting point, regardless. Making sure you're eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis is critical. Because remember, that food can be your best medicine every single day. And so the foods that you're putting in your body and the things you're doing the most is going to make the biggest impact and the biggest difference. So big key on that is, no matter what, when she's coming up with a game plan, is 3 meals a day. In those 3 meals, it's really important that everything has proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, all three. Now, the proteins are chicken, fish, beef, eggs, whatever she chooses and whatever she likes. And I'll tell you why in a minute. The fats are your good fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. And then your carbohydrate sources really need to come from fruits and vegetables, staying away from the starchy carbs, sugars, and that sort of thing. The reason being is this. With diabetes, obviously, we're dealing with carbohydrates, blood sugar levels, and insulin levels, which are not being able to manage the blood sugar because, for whatever reason, the dietary choices, if you're type 2, have been so poor for a long period of time, it's caused the pancreas to begin to shut down, the receptors to be able to shut down. Type 1 is a different animal. You've got autoimmune disease, but it's really coming down to making sure that there's a good solid game plan in place. And when you get that in place and you become consistent, why? Because it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And it's building new habits. That's going to be a key. Exercise is really big, too. And I can't stress that enough, that when you exercise and you put that in the forefront, it really takes you to the next level. So even if it's just 10 minutes a day, we know by the research that exercise plays a big role. And you want to make sure that that's a big key in this equation for her. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. We're going to go to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's up?
I just had some questions regarding what I believe is neuropathy. I had a back surgery about a year ago and subsequently got a staph infection in my spine, in the lower spine. Fortunately, we got that taken care of. I had a second operation, but ever since that time, I went on antibiotics for about 8 weeks or so, you know, the intravenous antibiotics.
But sure.
Ever since that time, I've been struggling with getting my strength back, and I'm about there. I mean, I feel like I'm probably, you know, 90%. You know, I'm walking, you know, several miles a week, and I'm able to work, and everything is wonderful. But I have some neuropathy, or what I call neuropathy, in my left foot. It's just like a permanent partial, like a portion of my foot has died, if you will, from what I believe is nerve damage from the surgery. My question to you is there anything other than I'm taking some vitamin B supplements, vitamin B6, B12. I'm taking some...
Has it made a difference? That you've noticed?
Honestly, it seems to be pretty minimal, but it, you know, at times I feel like it may be improving somewhat. I mean, it's definitely better now than it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's frustrating because it's painful, you know? Neuropathy can be quite painful at times, and, you know, you're not doing anything, and it's just very painful. And other times it's not so painful, and I would like to be able to, you know, not have to take, you know, medication for the rest of my life or the pain. You know?
Well, and I don't think that's going to be your lot in life to have to take constant medicine for that. Have you had anyone work on the spinal structures themselves, like an osteopathic physician, physical therapist, or a chiropractic physician? Any one of those?
I have, but not for the neuropathy. I went to the, I've been to chiropractic physicians many times in my life, but since this surgery, I have not.
I would consider it, because I know you've already had the surgery, but even post-surgery, there's been really good results with that. And you know, from a non-surgical perspective and more of a holistic perspective, they do really good work. And I might find someone that does, it's called AK, and also someone that is certified in a Carrick technique. Carrick, C-A-R-R-I-C-K. It's a new neurology certification that's out there for chiropractic physicians that they're getting certified in. And it's a training facility out in California that's just getting unbelievable results. It may be a real blessing to you. So you might want to look around for that. Someone that's doing training in the Carrick technique could be a big help. All right, keep me posted on how it goes.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets, but I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Make sure you send me an email. Also, our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers in your area, able to take you from where you are to where you need to be when it comes to nutrition and lifestyle-based care. You can check it out online, getwellproviders.com. Let's go now to Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
What can I do to build up my immune system? I'm in my 50s, and I seem to catch colds more frequently than I used to. They seem to hit me harder and are slower to clear up, and I'm thinking there's got to be something I can change to get my immune system going a little stronger.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do. The biggest one that we found over the years has been vitamin D. Vitamin D is just a big, big piece to this puzzle, and it just makes such a big difference. I mean, the vitamin D, getting your numbers checked by your physician, making sure the numbers are in the upper end of the range between about 70 and 90, not windling around at the bottom around 30, just is so important. And you want to make sure that you've got a good game plan going with that, because vitamin D is really that wonder nutrient that keeps the immune system strong, great for the hormones, and, of course, great for bone density and those sorts of things. But, yeah, it plays a big, big role. And you don't want to just let it slide. You want to make sure that you got your vitamin D levels up. That's a key. Now, other pieces for the immune system, exercise is a big one that a lot of people don't like doing, but they say it raises your immune system. The studies I've read by like 300%. I mean, that's huge. And that's just exercising maybe 10, 15 minutes a day. So the power and the benefits of exercise toward the immune system is just astronomical. So in that, just understand that it takes time and consistency, but that's also a good piece. Now, your diet is key to making sure that you eat the right kind of nutrients, cutting down inflammatory foods, and there's a whole list of that in my book. But, you want to make sure that you cut down the inflammatory foods, get rid of the processed foods. Dairy products, if you're going to go with them, either do raw dairy, or you want to do goat's milk dairy if you have to pasteurize kind. Now, coconut milk is also a really good piece. I'm making coconut milk-based yogurt. Just make sure it's unsweetened. Don't do the extra sugar. That's going to definitely not help with the immune system as well. But these are all important. I mean, vitamin C, all your basics. But those are some of the real keys to keeping that immune system up. You can look into other herbs and things like astragalus and echinacea, golden seal, and all of that. But really your core is your basic eating habits, your exercise habits, and keeping your vitamin D levels up. I mean, at the end of the day, you do all that, you'll be amazed at how strong you are all the way through the year, cold and flu seasons and all that sort of thing. So interesting for sure. Immune system is powerful. We just got to take care of it. Artificial sweeteners have always been a big issue within the news, and especially in the alternative side of care. We've bashed and we've gone after the natural sweeteners. I'm a big fan of stevia, by the way. But the food additive maltodextrin, which is commonly used in the artificial sweeteners, they're saying now may worsen Crohn's disease, which is an inflammatory bowel disease, by encouraging the growth of E. coli bacteria in the small intestine. This is a new study that's out. However, researchers stress that the findings are preliminary and the tests were conducted in a lab, not in people, so it's too soon to advise. Maltodextrin is a white powder used in many processed foods as a thickener or a filler, and it includes artificial sweeteners like Splenda and Equal, along with cereal, canned fruits, and packaged desserts, instant pudding, sauces, and salad dressings. You see maltodextrin everywhere, by the way. So in the study, the researchers placed Equal and Splenda and another sweetener, stevia, which is obviously a big fan of mine. I love stevia. In a dish along with E. coli bacteria taken from people with Crohn's disease. While E. coli is commonly found in the digestive tract of humans, it's usually found in the large intestine, explained senior study author Christine McDonald, who's assistant staff in pathobiology at the Cleveland Clinic. And she said the prior research has found that people with Crohn's tend to have E. coli in their small intestine, which is not normally found. Through the precise role that E. coli plays in the Crohn's is unknown, it's thought that the bacteria may contribute to the inflammation that marks that condition. Now, the growth in the dish with the Equal, which contains aspartame, dextrose, and maltodextrin, and the Splenda, which contains sucralose, dextrose, and maltodextrin, the E. coli grew stickier, forming a thick biofilm, according to the researchers, and the same did not happen with stevia, which is made from the leaves of a South American plant and does not contain the maltodextrin. So the researchers repeated the experiments with the E. coli, the maltodextrin alone, and the same sticky biofilm formed. So in the lab, E. coli becomes stickier, and it sticks to the intestinal cells, says McDonald, who conducted the research with graduate student Courtney Nickerson. But we haven't tested this in people who have other risk factors for inflammatory bowel disease, and this may tip them over the edge, they said. The study was funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Pretty cool. So, interesting to say the least. Our quote for the day comes from Jimmy Buffett, for all you Buffett fans. If we couldn't laugh, we all would go insane. How many times have you heard that? That is for sure. Rachel in Panama City, she writes in an email, she says, what's the best way to help with chicken pox? As an adult, I'm 28, never had them. Now I do. You got to ride it out. Chickenpox virus, you simply have to ride it out. There's antivirals that you could take, but most doctors are going to tell you just to kind of suck it up and walk through it. And it'll run its course, just like it does when you're a kid. Not a lot of fun, that's for sure. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. If the body can get sick many times, it can get well. Don't you dare lose that hope. Hope is powerful. Hope can change. And hope is something that we've lost a lot in healthcare today. We've got to give it back. And in our lives, in the economy that we're living in. But it is powerful. And there's some keys to living healthier. We're going to talk about those when we come out of this break. But don't you go anywhere. Make sure you encourage someone about their health with something you learn on this show. That's what this whole thing is about. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Steven in California writes about his thyroid. He says, I've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and my doctor has me on levothyroxine. What do you think I should do? Well, you've got slow thyroid function, so at the end of the day, not knowing all the facts and knowing all your lifestyle, I can tell you there's a couple things you can do. One is if you're taking the levothyroxine, you want to make sure you keep doing what your doctor's telling you to do, because that's just smart and good common sense. Remember, medicine manages. You got to come up with a game plan for your lifestyle choices. And so what's it going to be? Thyroid, you got to look at a couple things. One, there's some genetic involvement, but at the same time, there's some other factors. You want to get some blood work done, probably to check out your pituitary gland to make sure the anterior pituitary gland is functioning effectively. There's a HGH blood test that your doctor can run for that. Check out the numbers on that one. And there's some other issues that can be really helpful as well when you're looking at the body as a whole, okay, which is a real key. And you want to make sure that everything is where it needs to be. Then with the thyroid gland, there's a couple things. One, you got to make sure there's plenty of iodine in your diet. If there's not, you can do a simple little urinalysis test. They can check your iodine levels, or you can do a little self-test. There's a home test you can do where you take regular iodine, you put, or organic iodine, actually. It's a purplish color. Put a drop on your skin, it'll turn an orange color. If it disappears within 3 hours, it means that you're heavily deficient in iodine. Most people that deal with thyroid conditions, hypothyroidism, remember hypo means low, and when you deal with low thyroid function, it usually means you're low in iodine. All right, that's a big one. Tyrosine is an amino acid that's extremely helpful too, and that's a real big key. So that's the one thing I would definitely look at is the iodine. Because at the end of the day, when you're looking at thyroid function, you have to look at your lifestyle choices and what's kind of led up to this. And a lot of people think it just breaks down. It just is what it is. Grandma had it. Mom had it. So now I have it. And that can be the case to a degree. But you always want to make sure that your lifestyle choices matter, because your diet can play a big role. I mean, you can be eating cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and those sorts of things. Then that can be negatively affecting your thyroid on a regular basis. And so it's about the foods that you're eating every single day that can make a huge, huge difference. Hope that helps. Let's go now to June. Hi, June.
I'm really concerned about my 84-year-old mother who has been losing weight quickly, and she's down to 83 pounds. She's 5'7". She's had every test known to man practically done, and the doctors can't find anything wrong with her. It occurred to me the other day that possibly it's some kind of a fungal thing going on. Would that cause you to lose weight? And if that's a possibility, what tests do I ask the doctors to do on her?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is a possibility. Yes, it is. And she's been losing a lot of weight. Could be parasitic. They can do a stool sample to find if there's parasites. They can easily check that. It's a very simple test they can run. That's one thing you might want to do. It could be yeast-related. It could be a lot of could-bes. Mostly in the digestive tract is where you want to look. And I guess they've already evaluated for any kind of inflammatory bowel disease or any type of malabsorption type issues, but that's where they want to look. It's all going to stem back from the digestive tract and figuring out exactly what's going on from that perspective. And that's the first and foremost area that you want to look at and get that checked into. Because when you start losing weight in a negative way, you always want to make sure that that's checked first. So the digestive tract is the key. That's where you want to look, okay? Keep me posted on how that goes. They're saying now that excessive gaming is a big issue, as you know, with our kids, teens especially, has been linked to depression and anxiety. So sitting in front of computers or television screens, playing video games, appears to be bad for kids' brains as well as their bodies, according to research published Monday by the American Academy of Pediatrics, can lead to depression, anxiety, and poor grades. I know, kids, if you're listening to me, don't get frustrated. I like video games, too. I played them when I was a kid. Still play them now and have fun with them. So I get it. But after studying the gaming habits of more than 3,000 elementary and middle schoolers over the 2 years, you just got to back down on it a little bit. A team of international researchers found that only 9% of young children can be considered pathological gamers. That's a funny term. The kids who were labeled excessive gamers spend an average of 31 hours a week playing video games. Children who are socially awkward and are highly impulsive appear to be at the higher risk of developing an addiction to video games. These kids are also more likely to play violent games, the study claimed. They also discovered through the more youngsters play, the more depressed and anxious they become. And screen time is also linked with poor relationships with their parents, as well as declining performance in school. It does not appear to be a habit they're either willing to give up. Of the kids of the study who are excessive gamers to start, about 84% of them continued. Sleep apnea is linked to higher cancer death risks, they're saying. So sleep apnea has already been linked to a host of adverse health problems. And so that's kind of a big deal, such as high blood pressure, heart disease. Now new research suggests that in people who already have cancer, the sleep disorder may raise the risk of dying from cancer. So that's telling you that sleep apnea is something that we really have to look at. And, of course, the sleep studies are really important. But at the same time, you've got to look at being overweight. There's a lot of risk factors for sleep apnea and what can be done. And sleep apnea being a big issue, it's about sometimes they've said in some studies that I've seen, you always want to make sure with that, that you're looking at the way oxygen's going into the cell. If you get low oxygen, meaning there's low B12 levels or low iron levels, that can be a big risk factor leading up to sleep apnea. So that is extremely important to make sure you stay on top of that. But the people with the most severe sleep apnea, those who have 30 or more episodes of low or no oxygen, see, there it is, in an hour of sleep, it's not just about not breathing. It's about literally the oxygen that's in the cells being ready. So sleep apnea is a periodic pausing of breathing during sleep that results in a drop of oxygen levels in your blood. It causes snoring and sleepiness during the day, explained study author Dr. Javier. And they said, aside from being an annoyance to your spouse, family members, and even your neighbors, depending on how loud your snoring is, sleep apnea is a severe problem. And it is, because it causes and can really increase hypertension, strokes, heart disease, and overall cardiovascular disease. But they're saying now, in this study they did, that the new study, or rather, at the University of Barcelona in Spain, they said that the studies for the age, relative to sex, body mass, smoking, and other factors might be the number one risk factor. Well, duh, no kidding. It really comes down to your lifestyle. And if you gained a bunch of weight and you're not getting good oxygen and you're nutrient deficient, having sleep apnea is not, hello, it's going to happen. And we make it seem like it's this phenomenon that we just can't figure it out, but it's not. It's simple. Lose the weight. Find out what your blood panel says about your overall nutrition. Make sure you're not nutrient deficient. And then mama's going to be happy that you're not snoring at night. Bottom line. Not real tough. Then we got Frank back with us. Frank, welcome to the show.
Friend who has Bell's palsy. It's a second time occurring for her. And she's just sort of at the end of her means as far as knowing how to deal with it. The pain is excruciating at night for her. And I thought maybe you might have some.
Well, I mean, Bell's palsy is a big challenge. It is. But at the end of the day, Bell's palsy, here's the deal. It's a virus that's attacked the nerve, okay, the cranial nerve. And so with the facial nerve being attacked in Bell's palsy, you've just got to be, many times you have to ride it out and wait for the virus. It's the herpes virus that does it. And you have to wait for it to settle down. And it takes, that's why most doctors will tell you just kind of ride it out and wait. And so, yeah, it can be very painful, and it can be, it creates a disfiguring, you know, the spasm in the face, can cause the drooping as well. Now, you can do antivirals that they can give you, but some doctors will go for it. Some doctors will just tell you to just kind of hang tight. And I'm more of the opinion myself of just kind of hanging tight. Now, one thing you can do, too, is get some work done by an osteopathic physician or a DO, chiropractic physician, too. They can work on the spinal structures within the base of the neck. Sometimes that can give some relief. Depends on if there's irritation within those levels that needs to be done. It all just depends. But that might be an avenue that you want to look at just to see if there's a possibility. But at the end of the day, you got to wait it out. And lysine is a natural antiviral. It's an amino acid. Might want to look into that. But at the end of the day, hanging tight, unfortunately, is the best way to go with Bell's palsy. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Give me a call, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now. 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, low testosterone issues, hormone issues, altogether, depression, whatever it is. Let's talk about it. This is your show. And speaking of hormone issues, we've seen so much with men, the big low T, they're trying to brand that. And guys are getting low testosterone levels as they're checking them into their 40s and 50s. And it's causing a lot of issues with things like erectile dysfunction and brain fog. And your kind of your emotional, mental drive is going down. So getting guys back to their, you know, fighting weight, if you will, and just overall mental capacity has been helpful. There's a lot of ways to really get testosterone levels up naturally. And this goes for women, too. You know, low testosterone in women has become a real issue. Sex drive has gone down in women, and they don't really know how to get, you know, their sex drive back and really to be functional at that place. So it's kind of tough. But I can tell you some keys that are out there. One is to make sure your fat levels are up in your diet at least 25 to 30%. Low-fat diets are one of the biggest killers for your hormones. So you think you're going to cut the fat and lose the weight, but the reality is it's really going to raise havoc in your body. It's just not going to fare well. So you got to be really careful with that. The other one, you can use maca root. Things like tribulus have really good research behind them for raising testosterone levels, managing that, and just helping from more of a nutritional perspective. Protein diets that are moderate have been shown to be helpful, and also exercise programs are critical to keep testosterone levels at a good level. And it really does make a difference. If you suffer from low testosterone levels, one of the big keys is high levels of stress. If you're under a lot of stress, emotional stress, relationship stress, whatever it might be, all of those are big indicators for testosterone levels being low and not being, you know, at a good level. And what happens is, for the most part, dopamine levels begin to drop. And when dopamine drops, that's when we start having a little bit of an issue, because dopamine is a brain chemical. It's called a neurotransmitter. And when dopamine levels decline, then our testosterone begins to drop as well. So it's about keeping everything balanced is really what it comes down to. And making sure that your nutrition is good, making sure that your dopamine levels are kept high. And there's certain foods that will do that, certain foods that will help, and nutritional supplements that can help keep dopamine levels where they need to be. One of the biggest ones is stay away from caffeine and coffee. That will cut your dopamine levels almost in half. So if you're struggling with that, you want to make sure you really, really stay away from the caffeine and the coffee, because what that can do is make a big difference in your overall health, especially when you're dealing with those kind of things. We're going to go to Ronnie now on the show. Ronnie, you're on the line. How can I help?
I get a dull headache, and I'm pretty fatigued. It's kind of like you could almost, it just comes on suddenly, all these symptoms together. The fatigue, with the fatigue, I don't want to move. If I sit down, I'm about done. I just want to take a nap. It comes with a pressure behind the eyes, and it kind of becomes hard to focus. Yeah, it definitely affects my, it makes me irritable, grouchy, my daughter says. My concentration goes. It's hard for me to recall nouns when this happens. And there's no real time that I know what's going to happen. It happens if I eat or don't eat, if I've slept well or not. And if I do take a nap, I feel a little better, but an hour later it can come back and I just want to take another nap.
Well, a big piece of that is making sure the thyroid's okay. I know that they've probably checked everything, but still, looking at the anterior pituitary gland is a real key for the thyroid. I mean, it is extremely important. So making sure that they check those levels, it's usually the primary, and thyroid ends up being secondary. So getting that checked is really important. I would also encourage you to have them look at not only your iron levels, but your ferritin levels. Iron, obviously, is the piece that will go in and it helps with oxygen into the cells. But the ferritin is the storage tank. So it's one thing to have enough iron, but if you're not storing it, then it's not doing anyone any good. So you might want to look at both of those, making sure that they're kind of where they need to be. You want to check those out. But they go hand in hand, and that's a big piece. Now, B12, a real good test for that is MMA, methylmalonic acid. That can be really helpful when you're looking at the B12 levels, making sure there's enough oxygen getting into the cell. And it could be both. It could be both. And a lot of fatigue issues are caused by that. Another one is a brain chemical called acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a big piece for any kind of fatigue issue that's non-hormone related. And it comes from, obviously, your brain. It's where it's the number one produced chemical in the brain that can make a big, big difference. So you want to take a look at that as well. They can do a blood test to check that out. There's nutritional options that can build that up as well. So, again, a lot of these pieces of the puzzle can really, really be helpful, especially when you're looking at fatigue. Because fatigue, low energy level is a big issue. And adrenal fatigue can be part of it as well, but there's some other factors that need to be looked at on that. Pomegranate juice health claims can be deceptive. A company's ads claiming that pomegranate juice can treat cancer, heart disease, or erectile dysfunction are found to be deceptive, U.S. regulators said Monday. Palm, P-O-M, wonderful, violated federal law by making those deceptive claims and must stop making the claims immediately, said Judge Michael Chappelle. While the judge said there are inadequate evidence to support the company's claims of pomegranate juice as a superfood, he said the company would not have to submit to pre-approved marketing. The company said the FTC lawsuit tried to create new and stricter industry standards with their company than required for pharmaceuticals for the marketing of health benefits of safe food and natural food-based products. You know, that's getting, they're cranking down a lot more on that. By the way, pomegranate is an incredible food with tons of health benefits. But it's interesting to see how the marketing claims are getting cracked down on. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio, the show where it helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom82.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 82.com. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom82.com.